under the starry sky of the desert. From the very heart of evergreen forests. With the radiance of silver-colored sand. In the midst of proud mountains. Closer, Iran.
Hello, I am Mitra, an Iranian nature traveler. To know more about the wonders and beauties of magnificent Iran, keep me company. Right now, I'm in Ferdowsi Street of Tehran, one of the busiest streets of the capital. You may be surprised if I tell you that Iran's hidden treasure is placed in this street, National Jewelry Museum of Iran. Actually, one of the biggest gold and jewelry collections of the world is placed in the heart of one of the buildings of this street. Today, I want to visit this unique treasure. I'm in the basement of the building of the Central Bank of Iran. This place, despite the name it has been popular by, is not a museum and is the treasury of the national jewelries. Visiting this place is different from visiting other museums because of security reasons, and this place has actually difficult rules. Here, I have to hand over all the stuff I'm carrying to the security checkpoint. Okay, my bag, this is my cell phone, my camera, and, well, I have anything else. One of the most beautiful, valuable, and splendid gems of this treasury is Daryay-e-Noor diamond. Oh my god. This diamond is pale pink and is the largest rose-colored diamond in the world. How pretty. Daryay-e-Noor diamond was shining in one of the royal armbands up until the period of Nasiruddin Shah Qajar. In fact, after that the use of armband was outdated, this diamond was used as a separate gem on hats. I am now at the end of the hall of the treasury. Here's a big globe, which is different with other globes you have ever seen until today. I've never seen such amount of beautiful gold and jewels in a place. On this globe, seas are marked with emerald and lands with ruby. Let me see it with more care. How interesting. The countries like Iran, England, and Southeast Asia are decorated with white diamond. For India, light red ruby is used, and here's Africa, which is marked with sapphire. Oh, I have to be careful and not to touch the glass window. With every light touch on the glass, the alarm bells ring. Oh my God! What's this? You will be surprised if I tell you that a set of ewer and basin is also a part of the royal jewels. But this is true. The ewer and basin are made of pure gold. Amazing and unique. Each one is decorated with gems like emerald, ruby and diamond. In past, which there was no piping system at homes, people used to wash their hands and face by a set of ewer and basin. This royal set was used by the Qajarid kings before serving meals. How could they wash their hands and face with all such beauties? I think these beautiful containers should just be watched and admired. The jewels I visited was just a small part of the jewelry of the treasury of the Central Bank of Iran. Here, there are so much pearls, rubies, emeralds, and red, black, and yellow diamonds that I can't describe them all for you in a brief radio program. I just hope for you to come to Iran and Tehran and see all these beauties and wonders with your own eyes. Until next time, goodbye.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. What you heard was an IRIB English radio program.